Check this baby out.
The planet has a fever.
And the only prescription is more cowbell.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Hello.
Oh, no, they're back.
Testing.
No, yeah, no. Oh, yes.
1, 2, 1, 2.
Gigi Edgley, I play Chiana on Farscape, and I'm the host of Jim Henson's Creature Shot Challenge, and you're listening to Two Downies Dudes.
Julian, what's a shithawk? Some kind of a shitty bird that swoops down and puts poop onto you.
I'm Eric.
I'm Robbie, and this is podcast number 90 of Two Downies Dudes, a special Paul LePage episode.
Monty.
You know, another four agents, I mean, troopers. What they would be better off doing at this present time is if they would increase the wages to state troopers so that they make or equal to some of the police officers in the southern counties.
Is that like the proverbial
We would lose
thing?
So many troopers in southern Maine.
Don't
you
mean you? You're the governor.
And
that's what
I was
thinking.
Could build our 40 troopers. We could get...
What?
The vacancies filled, and if those were filled, then they could look at doing another program. But I understand what Senator Burns is doing.
Burns.
I understand that he's very concerned, as I am. But I think at this time we got to deal at the bigger picture, is trying to salvage our troops. I mean, right now between the Marine Patrol, the wardens, and the state police, we're short something like 70 officers. I mean, people, young officers aren't coming in. They're going to local police departments because they don't have to work shift or 8 to 5, or if they work a shift, it's a steady standard shift, and the state police have to be all over the state at all hours and days of the week and night, and they get paid less money. So it doesn't make any sense.
Well, every time we bust one of these guys, they've always got 6, 7, 8 grand in their pocket.
Yeah.
Why can't we drug confiscate dealers. That the way that we see some of the drug dealers' vehicles confiscated? This interdiction unit could very well pay for itself, Governor.
They do seize that money.
If you can find the people. But what do you do? Put state troopers on the going after drugs and leave everything else, domestic violence, which is a real critical issue in the state.
Right.
I mean, there's a lot of other crimes being committed that we need to have adequate number of people. What I'm suggesting, Rick, is not saying that we don't do it. I'm saying that if you want to get the vacancies filled, we got
to
start paying these people what they're worth.
Senator Scott Searway Benton wants to increase the penalty, harsher penalties for those who are illegally importing drugs into Maine. That would take some effort to achieve the goal. You have to get some mandatory minimum sentences, that type of thing. Would you be in favor of that?
I wish George would say
more. George,
he doesn't
go far enough. I think the death penalty should be the appropriate for people that kill Mainers.
You may death have trouble getting it through, but Mainers. Yeah, I understand.
No, I'm all in. I'm all in.
I'm all in. Wait, you might have trouble getting it through. No, I'm all in. I'm all in. Like, you can't just say that and trump
people,
everything else.
These people, there's nothing good enough for these people. I think 4 years is not good enough. We got to go to 20 years. We got to keep them here until they die.
Jesus
Christ.
Let's call that
Rick Tyler. Yeah. Rick's he's sweating right now.
I just appalled at people.
We missed the guillotine.
Angry at me for saying, making a comment.
Yeah.
Yeah,
we missed the guillotine. We might have to go back a little bit.
He doesn't go far enough. I think the death penalty should be the appropriate for people that kill Mainers.
You may have trouble getting it through, but I understand.
No, I'm all in. I'm all in. In fact, he said they were going to increase it to 4 years minimum. Man, I asked them to go to 20 years.
20.
I think these people, there's nothing
Black
good
people.
Enough for these people. I think 4 years is not good enough. We got to go to 20 years. We got to keep them here until they die.
Wait.
Let's
if you want my honest opinion, we should give them an injection of the stuff they sell.
Oh, I thought.
Oh, yeah, let's get them high.
I'm just appalled at people getting angry at me for saying, making a comment when they protect these people. And the ACLU, mind you, is the worst organization in the state of Maine protecting these people.
Maine Governor Paula Page.
Nice awkward
in
silence.
In Bangor this evening. I guess you'll be at Husson University, and it starts at 8 o'clock.
Keep going,
and
Paul.
You'll be answering
Don't stop
questions
yet, Paul.
And we're asking people if they're going to be tuning in. Governor, thank you for your time this morning. And
now, Rick, what I think we ought to do is bring the guillotine back.
Wow. Wow.
The guillotine.
He could not let it end that way.
Have public executions and have, which hole it falls in.
Which...
Is that part of your French background, the guillotine?
You got it. You got it. I love French history.
All right. Governor, thank you so much. Okay, have a great event this evening, and we'll look forward to talking with you next Tuesday here on the program, sir.
Very good. Thank you.
We look forward to talking to you. No,
oh my God.
You don't.
They tried so hard to end it, too, and he could not settle for that. He's like, I think...
He had an out, and he just wouldn't take it.
I think he's an addict. I think he suffers from the same thing Donald Trump suffers from, and he's addicted to negative attention.
He wants that shit plastered everywhere.
Okay, this interview's gone pretty well, you know, other than a couple of off-the-cuff remarks. But, you know, it's pretty good. We could call it a day. Now, let me throw in one more comment about a guillotine.
And then take bets on where the head will roll.
Yeah, that's
beautiful.
Oh, man.
So if anybody can't tell, this is a Paula Page podcast.
Yeah, there's just...
Speaking of Paula Page podcast.
I know, I want to hear George Hill talk about the legislature. I love that. So, there's just so much material out there that we had, like...
There has been for years.
You left for a week, and
I did.
Just all this shit takes place, like... He just leaves so much material for us.
He
so.
Does. He's good at that. He has been ever since he became governor. He's really become quite good at opening his mouth and sticking his foot directly down his throat.
Yeah. So here's this is probably one of the best and now one of the most iconic remarks that Governor LePage has made. I'll pause it.
Go ahead.
We are now in a point where over 50% of the drug problem is illicit drugs, because it's cheaper to go on to heroin than it is to take Oxycontin. And so what? Some of the things that we have done, number one, I got a bill into the legislature right now to take the traffickers. Now, the traffickers, these are people that take drugs. These are guys that are named D-Money, Smoothie, Shifty,
Sweaty,
these type of guys that come from
Ballsy.
Connecticut, New York. They
Larry
come up
Curly
here,
and Moe.
They sell their heroin, then they go back home.
Right.
Incidentally, half the time they impregnate a young white girl.
Of course.
Which is a real sad thing.
Which
but
is,
then we have another issue that we've got to deal with down the road.
Right.
More black people.
We're going to make them very severe felonies.
They're making very severe felonies. Oh, my God. You know,
sleeping with our white
it's
women.
It's genetic.
What
it's
is
the whole skin
you?
Color thing, and then they end up doing the same thing because, you know, it's in their genes.
Right. It's there. That's what they do. Wow. That's, you know, and of course he said it was taken out of context.
I don't see how you could take that out of context or in context or any other way.
They're manipulating his words on him.
Yeah. No, that's pretty clear,
fucking,
I think.
You know what he means when he says D-Money comes up here and he impregnates all our white women. I mean, you know what he's saying, like what he's really saying.
Did black people impregnate white women?
No. See, now you're just like the drive-by media.
The spin.
You're putting spin
I'm putting
on it.
Spin
you're
on
taking
it
out of context.
Right. Yeah, there has to be some sort of explanation where he's not just being ignorant and racist.
No, I don't think there is.
No, there's not.
No, I don't believe so. No, I think that's it right there. You just
My son happens to be black.
This is true. This is true.
You can't argue with that.
Right.
We got another beautiful one here.
Oh, beautiful.
If you misplace your Discover card, you can use Freeze It to prevent new purchases on your account in seconds.
And by that, I mean a beautiful ad.
And once you find it,
commercials.
You can
we're
switch
running.
It right
oh,
on again.
By the way, we're being sponsored by
Freeze It, only from Discover.
Discover card
Discover.
Now?
Yeah.
New sponsor of the show.
Yeah, it's a contract.
Here in Maine, Governor Paula Page wants drug dealers to get the death.
The death?
Penalty. He doubled down on his tough talk yesterday in Lewiston.
Everybody in Maine, we have constitutional carry. Load up and get rid of the drug dealers.
Oh, my God.
Because folks are killing our kids.
Well, the governor appeared to suggest people take matters into their own hands when it comes to dealing with drug dealers.
You know,
his comments came a day after he said he'd like to give drug dealers the guillotine. But he says he doesn't support vigilante justice.
No.
And that the death penalty is the only way to stop this kind of
crime. No, that's literally exactly what he said.
I am sick and tired. I'm sick. I get depressed seeing that five people a week are dying and three babies a day born addicted to drugs or being affected by drugs. Folks, where's the outreach?
Babies.
Let's get mad. Yeah. Let's stop it.
Maine abolished the death penalty in the 19th century. The governor says he knows it's a long shot to bring it back. He says he'd like to see at least the penalty for people convicted of providing a deadly dose of drugs to 20 years to life in prison.
Right.
Unless they're white.
Unless, of course.
A lot of good white folk dying. We got to do something about it.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's what happens. You leave for a week and a half.
I know.
And he just can't fucking help himself.
Yeah, he did kind of go fucking batshit a little bit.
Yeah.
You know, at this point, I think he's thinking, I'm not going to be governor no more. Fuck it, right? I mean, fuck it. What do I got to lose? Nothing, you know? So he's just going to go full bore from here until the end.
I guess the fuck, yeah. So
some beautiful stuff.
Here we are, relevant as ever and timely as ever with our news.
Yeah.
You know, it's only like 3 weeks after it happened, but
that's
not how we roll.
Yeah.
We're like the news, but really late.
It doesn't matter how late we are, dude. Everybody wants to hear our take and our spin, you know?
Yes, they do.
I mean, they're waiting. They're anticipating. They're sitting around with fingers clenched and thumbs twirling, waiting on our opinion. Or so nobody really gives a fuck.
Nobody's listening. No. We just keep doing this.
Yeah.
You know what it is? If we don't commit to do this, we just never hang out.
This is true.
So
this
if we say we're doing a podcast, it's once a week.
Forcing us to spend time together.
We're going to hang out behind microphones.
Otherwise, we don't see each other. We don't talk to each other. It's our relationship pretty much consists of this podcast.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We've said it before, like, we're going to do this regardless, whether there's mics in front of us or not. We're going to sit down, shoot the shit, make fun of people, and...
This is true.
Talk politics, and I'm going to talk about food, and you're not going to listen.
Right.
Like, this has been going on for years, and it will.
Right, we just started recording it. That's the only difference.
Yeah.
So, is that all we got on the page? There was no more? I mean, there was nothing, no other good juicy stuff?
I think that's about all we need,
really. We got a constitutional open carry in this law, so, you know, Mainers. Load up.
Load it. Oh, yeah.
Fucking lay them fuckers down.
Just what you want to tell people.
That's from our
run for president.
That's from our highest ranking official in the state.
Right.
Is telling everybody to just shoot these motherfuckers. Because they're killing our kids. I mean, you don't know if you caught that, but they're killing our kids.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, of course, your kid has to make the choice to do drugs, but they're killing our kids.
Right.
I mean, they're just gunning them down in the streets.
Yeah, you make a good point, actually, there, which is that he does. He puts all the focus and all the blame on drug dealers.
Right.
And
the children.
In that initial, I mean, even if you scrap the fact that he went into the whole D-money, shifty, and that whole thing.
Sweaty.
But like, yes. That's bad enough. That was just ignorant racism.
Right.
But even if you extract that and just look at the first part of what he said, he has just a completely unfounded opinion of this when he says that, you know, these are not people that do drugs.
Right.
These drug dealers don't do drugs. It's like, well, very few drug dealers are just upstanding citizens,
right,
you know, that are like Christians that are straight edge.
Just because they drive a nice car and got some nice clothes don't mean they're not addicts. They just happen to sell drugs so they can afford nice clothes and nice cars. That doesn't necessarily mean they're not using those said drugs.
It's not really, you know, and we have a little experience in this field. But it's not really as much of a black and white.
What?
Okay, that's a poor choice of words.
Apparently, as far as LePage is concerned, it's exactly black and white.
Yeah.
Happens to be black.
Exactly, that's right.
But there's a lot of blurred lines in that lifestyle. It's not like, you know, cowboys and Indians or cops and robbers. It's not like the two different groups. You got your drug dealers and your drug users. It's like... Most people that are using drugs are also selling drugs. Most people selling drugs are using drugs.
Right, right.
You know, it's not like the movies where...
The only people you could really pin that title on, you know, the I don't use drugs, I just sell drugs, would be like the El Chapos or the, you know, the Juan
Real
Valdez's.
High ups.
You know, you know, Juan Valdez.
Juan Valdez.
I was waiting for you, I dropped
illegal.
That and you gave it like in 10 seconds of silence.
That's like one of those ones that like Jimmy Kimmel could do out on the street interviewing people. Right. Like, did you hear that Juan Valdez was finally arrested? But oh, good. He's been he's been a kingpin for years, and the people that he's killed and the cocaine he's brought into this country.
You mean the leader of the Valdez cartel?
Yeah, exactly. Bringing heroin in, fucking donkey back.
But those are the guys that you could.
Right.
You know, El Chapo is a guy that you could say, okay, well, I mean, probably parties a little bit. I'm sure El Chapo is partaken once or twice.
I'm sure.
But that's a motherfucking drug dealer. That is a drug dealer. Like, large quantities of cocaine he was shipping into the United States through, you know, ships.
He's a drug trafficker.
Right, yeah. Right. Yeah, well, okay, I suppose.
The street peddlers that you see and that you're
coming
arresting.
Up here.
Yeah.
Which is true. I mean, I'm not negating the fact that what he's saying isn't true. You know, LePage is right. I see it. We see it more often now, more and more often, because it makes sense. It's called supply and demand. If a drug trafficker or a drug dealer can buy heroin at X amount of dollars in New York City,
right,
drive 14 hours and sell that heroin for X amount of dollars and make X amount of profit, why wouldn't they?
Yeah.
Right?
It's an economic choice.
Absolutely. But the thing you have to remember is that the drug dealers are coming here to sell drugs to drug addicts.
Right.
So maybe part of this, maybe it's a two-part thing, we should focus on, you know, drug rehabilitation.
Oh, no. He cuts funding to that.
Right.
And puts it more towards law enforcement. Yeah, just
try
hire,
to help the, you know, right.
Hire more DEA agents to get rid of these damn drug dealers and Shifty and D-Money and Sweaty and Curly.
Right. Because if Shifty and D-Money and Sweaty and Ballsack and all them guys aren't coming up here from New York or Connecticut, then it's just going to be fucking, you know, Horton and fucking Billy Bob from Canada bringing it down to us. Like, it's going to come from somewhere.
You're right. It is supply and demand. Right. And as long
and
as there's a
got,
demand, somebody's
going
to
supply. Then you got another issue, because then you got Canadians knocking up by white women.
Ooh.
You know?
Take that, although, Governor LePage. Then you got all these French guys coming here impregnating our good, pure white women.
Right.
With their evil French blood.
Yeah, so it's he's an idiot.
Yeah, completely. He just has no idea. And that's his approach, is just more law enforcement, more DEA agents, and no attention whatsoever on rehabilitation and treating it from, you know, the community rather than just busting the guys that are bringing it in.
Right.
Because for every one of those guys, there's 10 more that'll take their place that see how much money can be made.
Absolutely. I mean, absolutely. Supply and demand. It's never going to stop. It's never going to stop. You cannot stop it. The war on drugs failed decades ago. You're never going to stop this influx of drugs coming here.
You know what's really not helping things, though?
What's that?
Is the fact that since he made that statement, I don't know if you've been watching the news or CNN Bangor Daily,
no,
but there have been like 10 drug busts, and I'm not exaggerating,
really,
that have all been like, two black guys from Connecticut or New York and one white girl. I'm not even shitting.
He's
you.
Putting the pressure on.
Maybe he's telling them, like, okay, this has got to be like a self-fulfilling prophecy type of thing. You guys got to go out and find me some black guys. Just any black guy with a Connecticut or New York plate, especially if there's a white girl in the car.
Or if his name's
pull them
D-Money,
over.
For sure.
Yeah, stuff some shit in their pockets if you have to.
Right,
but
whatever you got to do.
But it's true. And, of course, people are all over the Bangor Daily News comments and stuff saying, like, here we go, D-Money, Shifty, there he is.
There he
like,
is.
Fuck, guys, come on.
But it is true. I mean, I'm not that, not that part.
Impregnating our white women.
That's right.
Now.
That's right. No, not that part. But that's, you know, again, we already said it. Supply and demand. It's never going to stop. It's never going to stop. Right. Never going to stop.
It's in the same way that you could look at, you know, and say like, oh, well, these drug dealers are black from out of state. Well, the drug users are white in this state. Like
right.
That's a problem, too. Is it a white problem? No, it just happens to be that that's the demographic here. That's the demographic there, you know.
Right.
It is what it is. Like, there's fault on both sides.
Yeah. White and black.
Yes.
So it is black and white.
Now, you know who's not at fault is the Chinese. Those motherfuckers don't even do drugs.
Well, they kind of are at fault.
How do you figure?
Because where do you think all the PVP is coming from?
What is PVP? Like,
bath
piping?
Salts?
PVP piping?
That's PVC. Wow.
See how much I
Dude,
carpenter and
give me,
plumb.
Give me your man card. Give me.
I knew it was PVC.
Oh, sure you did. Yeah. No, I'm kind of like, I wouldn't know that.
You said to make a wise-ass comment. No, I don't even know what PVP is.
Bath salts. It's the main ingredient in bath salts. Okay, did you see the article about the new drug that's sweeping?
Flocka?
Flocka is PvP. It's basically a more, pure version of bath salts.
Yeek.
It's like the good chemical in bath salts that make you like want to eat people and freak out and all that shit. They just took that out and gave it to people. Like, here, let's get rid of the methamphetamines and the fucking cocaine and the heroin and the, you know, whatever else we were stuffing in this shit. And just take out that one that, like, turns you into a fucking man-eating zombie.
Ooh, it's like bath salts premium.
Exactly. Exactly.
All right.
So, but that's coming from China.
Right.
People are ordering it through the internet. That's where everybody's getting it from.
That's true.
So, the Chinese are at fault?
Yeah, and it's because China, as much as they're a huge, like, semi-communist, state-run type of a country, they have no copyright laws, no FDA, no regulations when it comes to stuff like that.
And they don't
when it comes to pumping shit out and making money, they have no, it's like no holes barred.
Right. Anybody can do it.
Yeah.
Period. So what we need to do is we need to stop the Changs and the Wongs. From sending shit into our state and, you know, and also maybe possibly knocking up some of our white women.
Right. Then you got a whole other problem down the road. You got all these drivers running into things, doing math, doing...
Riding around with their blinker on for hours.
Yeah, doing advanced equations in their head. It's just not good.
But did he really have to specify white women? Even that, like, that to me sounds racist. Does that not sound like a racist
statement?
That's
what I'm saying, man. That's why I think it's a...
White women.
I think it's a self-destructive behavior.
If you said black women, it wouldn't even feel racist to me. But the statement white women...
White women.
Feels so racist to me.
Yeah.
I mean, he so specifically said that.
I know. That's why it's the friggin'... It's the Trump factor.
Do you think he does it on purpose, though? Or do you think that he's just so fucking stupid that he just doesn't realize what's coming out of his mind? He doesn't think before he speaks.
I don't think it can be that. Because, okay, if you don't think before you speak, two or three times that happens, you sound stupid, you realize, okay, I need to get my shit together. Like, if something comes into my head and I'm questioning whether it could be okay to say or not, just don't say it. Unless he has some kind of form of Tourette syndrome.
Oh.
Look, okay, come here, white women.
That's
shifty.
That's
good money.
That's possible.
Holy fuck.
Maybe he does. Maybe he has a form of Tourette's.
It could be
some kind of a you know, underlying condition going on there.
I think we got to the bottom of it.
And, you know, somebody ought to tell him that it's okay, LePage, if you take a moment. Take a moment. If you're in the middle of giving a speech or you're talking about, you know, drugs in the epidemic in the state. Before your next sentence, take a moment. Mm. You see, it's easy. It's okay to do. Just take a moment. Don't just keep blurting words out. Don't just keep throwing them out into the fucking stratosphere.
Right.
Why?
Because you sound like a fucking retarded monkey.
No.
Yeah. Oh, no. Yes, you do. You absolutely do.
If you take plastic ball to put it in the microwave.
Right.
And it heat it up.
Exactly. That's what
my
I'm saying.
My wife.
Right. Puts microwave bottles in the microwave and heats
kiss
them up.
My butt.
Well, no, I'm not going to do that. And I don't think you need to result to name calling and just being rude.
About ready to punch.
Oh, really? Wow. Violent.
Not my wife.
Not your wife. No, it wasn't your wife.
Yeah. So I wanted to bring something up, actually. The reason why you were gone.
The reason why I was gone?
Yeah. You went to Florida.
I did. The armpit of the United States. The worst state in the entire union.
And I'm not going to make any accusations or claims here, but I'm just going to allow the listeners to come to their own conclusions through a series of questions I'd like to ask you.
Okay.
Right. I mean, we all know you're getting up there in the years.
I am getting up there in the years.
Oftentimes, people tend to retire to Florida.
There is an influx of retirees in Florida.
Seniors.
Correct.
A couple of questions here. Did you attend any buffets while you were in Florida?
I did not.
Didn't go to any
buffets?
I didn't.
Huh? Well.
Oh.
Well.
There we go.
I came close. One evening, we were out riding around and looking for a place to eat somewhere we hadn't been maybe before, and we saw a sign for a place called Golden Corral. And the commercial popped into my head because, you know, we have commercials for places that don't exist around here. And all I could think was Golden Corral, the best buffet in the USA. And I thought, well, shit, fuck, it's cheap, right? So we'll go check that out. So we actually pulled into the parking lot, into the buffet, and we're walking up to the building, and they had windows, you know, big windows around that, and we could see the buffet and all the people. It comprised of 95% fucking 90-year-olds. And well, as we were walking in watching the buffet, when I saw some old lady start hacking over the buffet, and I'm talking full flight, no covering her mouth, no putting her arms up, no turning her head, sifting through the meatballs, just oh, that's when we turned around, got back in the car, and left. We never even made it into the building.
So, oh, close call.
I came close.
All right,
but
so you almost went to a buffet.
Yes.
Did you play any golf?
I did not.
Okay. Follow up question: did you ride in a golf cart?
I did. Okay. Several times. Several times, yes.
Thought so. I already...
actually once a day, at least, if not twice a day.
All right. The next question I actually know the answer to already. Did you buy a shirt while you were in Florida?
I bought a sweatshirt.
You bought a sweatshirt
And a t-shirt.
Okay.
Which I promptly gave to my kid because it was too tight on me.
Did either of them say the names of places that you went there?
Yes. One of them did. The other one did not. It was the name of the store I bought it at, Freaky Tiki.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right, I'll accept that answer. Where did you stay?
I stayed with a friend.
Okay, like a Hilton DoubleTree?
No, I stayed with a friend who has a place down there.
Okay, what kind of place? Like a gated community?
It's not gated. It's a community. It's not a gated community. You can drive in, but it is a community. It's an RV park.
Okay. Any sort of restrictions in this RV park?
Yes. One big one, one relatively large restriction.
Which is?
You must be 55 years or older in order to live in this RV park.
Okay.
Is that it? Is that the last question?
I think we have enough.
That was the last question, huh? And hence the reason I drove the golf cart, because it's easier to drive the golf cart to and from the showers at the rec center.
Naturally.
Than it is to take the car.
Oh, right. Or, I mean, walk.
Yeah, it's a ways though. I mean, it's a hike.
You wouldn't want to fall and break a hip.
So what you're getting at is that I'm an old fart.
I'm not.
Or
saying
at least
that
I'm
at
well
all.
On my way.
I'm just asking questions. This is just investigative journalism.
I gotcha. Yeah.
You know, I'll let people come to their own conclusions. What are we at for time?
27 minutes.
27 minutes.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I think that's pretty much. Good for
that's all you had. You didn't want to make fun of me anymore for the rest of the... I mean, that was pretty limited, really.
It was. I just wanted to get all the evidence out there so that people could draw their own conclusions.
I see. I got you.
And I think that I did a good enough job.
I think you did. I think you did a wonderful job. All right. Well, I guess that's it. That's all we got for this week.
Thanks for listening.
Women have little beards.
Thanks for listening. If you like the show, let people know. Spread the word. Don't forget to like our Facebook page. Check out our YouTube channel and follow us on Twitter. If you have any questions or things you'd like to hear on the show, let us know by emailing us at twodowneastdudes@gmail.com. That's the number 2downeastdudes@gmail.com. If you'd like to contribute to the show, please click on the Amazon banner on our website at www.twodowneastdudes.com. Again, that's the number 2downeastdudes.com. It doesn't cost any more, but we do get a small percentage of the purchase price. You can also feel free to donate to us directly via our PayPal link on the website. Come on, dude!